Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
You know we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
We're sorry we took a brief hiatus last week, lovers.
Oh, we were hiatusing
hard
all around the boudoir.
Yeah, we shot something that will hopefully be released in the next few years.
Yeah, it'll be a moving picture. So it'll have sound, but also video.
Love it. I think you guys are going to be excited.
Get lubed for it.
You know who I'm excited for?
Mm-hmm.
This comedian and character chameleon. He co-hosts a monthly comedy showcase called The Macaulay Culkin Show Without Macaulay Culkin and the special Without Brett Davis weekly on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
He wrote and starred in the IFC series Boy Band, and you've seen him all over The Chris Gethard Show, Adult Swim, Comedy Central, MTV, and in numerous music videos. We are moist to welcome the winner of the 2015 Andy Kaufman Award, Brett Davis.
Woohoo!
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Wow. You both got into a zone there. You closed your eyes and it just kind of rolled out really smoothly.
Went to another place.
Yeah.
That's how we get erotic.
Yeah.
We read credits.
Yeah. We roll our eyes in the back of our head and just float away.
Yeah, we do. We float.
Oh. Well, we try to be classy here at this podcast. We wine and dine our guests. Brett asked for some purple haze, which we have.
Yeah, we did find it. It's a Louisiana brew. Mm-hmm. For our listeners at home, this is what I found about Purple Haze online.
Yo, you just flicked that note card like a fucking fiend.
Purple Haze is a lager brewed with real raspberries added after filtration. This beer is best served with salads or light fruit desserts such as souffles or chiffon cakes.
Oh, my word.
Sorry we don't have a salad for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, that description of it really makes it seem like a little less of a badass beer.
Yeah.
No.
The chiffon.
It really does. I would never drink this and think I needed a salad.
Yeah. There's got like a little voodoo man on the front, mm-hmm. and I thought that was pretty cool, but I guess it's like a souffle beer.
Oh, hey, nothing wrong with a souffle beer.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Psychedelic colors.
That's
a good commercial.
Yeah, just a nice release of raspberry lager. Yeah, this is the New Orleans Bev that they allow you, well, just because they allow you to drink anything on the streets there. You can get mm-hmm. a little to-go cup for this.
Yeah.
Waltz around with it.
Walk the streets.
Yeah, I'm waiting for those days where we can just throw the paper bags out the window in New York and just walk around with the open container.
Hey, you put it in a cup, no one's going to question you.
That's the truth.
We do tape over our beer cans sometimes to get on the train.
Yeah.
I feel like it's hard to get an open container ticket though, because people feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend Darren puts a vape into a like a Wawa cup and he just carries it around and it's just like looks like he's like a coffee addict, but he's just vaping.
Really, he's that vaping smoke. Hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I love
That's
that.
Funny. Move. I didn't know you even had to hide a vape.
I don't know why he does it.
It's performance art.
Yeah.
It's
well, I guess he's doing it. Well, I'm not going to incriminate him.
Yeah, we don't have to out him yeah. here.
Certainly not. So, Brett, are you single, looking to mingle?
I'm not, no.
He's taken, everybody.
Sorry.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Oh, it was great talking.
Yeah.
People are beating the door down. All right, well, good thing to keep in mind as we carry forth.
Absolutely. What does say we carry forth into the sexual science?
We do here, lover?
Well, we like to discuss topical matters of the hearts and parts.
Mm-hmm.
So we rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
This one we fucking tore, this juicy piece from Jezebel. Title of this number is Melania Trump stands by her man, dismisses Donald Trump's behavior as, quote, boys talk. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tom Jones.
Legendary, massive hog Tom Jones.
Just grabbing people by the puss.
Yep.
Left and right.
That's what he did on his stage, at his stage shows.
So basically, we all know this, but in an interview with Anderson Cooper, Melania Trump robotically addressed the crazy amount of shit that has been flying around Donald Trump and his treatment of people with pussies, a.k.a. women. Apparently, Melania and Trump discussed Pussygate in private, and he said he was sorry. Aww.
Oh.
That's sweet.
You know, we don't get to see that side of him too often, no. So I'm glad it was reported.
Yes, I'm glad. Exactly. There's so much negative about him. It's nice to know that he's got that softer side.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are young, virile men. Do you partake in this sort of boys talk? You can be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Every time we're in that locker room, it just
starts. Second a woman walks away, I just vomit out pussy things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That you really sold that. So when are you guys in locker rooms together?
Well, the Y.
Yeah.
You know, either down at the Y, sometimes we're in the locker room.
Has you ever heard of the locker room?
No, I don't exercise.
No, no. Haas just sits in the sauna.
I mean, I don't exercise either, though.
No, no. But.
Oh, you're just hanging in the locker room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Where else can you get that pussy talk out?
That's true.
You know, you got to go to the locker room.
Well, I thought it was nice that he, Trump denounced one of the women who accused him of the sexual assault, saying she would not be my first choice.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a classy move.
It's a good selling point.
It's a way to double down, I feel, you know?
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to harass people, but it's not going to be her.
No.
Yeah.
I believed it.
I believe maybe it wasn't his first choice, but, you know, he's really just going for it at this point. I'm glad he is sorry privately, though. It's nice to know.
I feel bad for Melania.
Mm. Some feel bad for Bill Bush.
Hey,
really?
Well, guys, this makes me think when we were on set, we had our own little locker room talk thing going. You know, the old... let's just say she's been to the library. You know what I mean?
Haas, that was just you.
Haas, that was just you spewing nonsense. Oh. And also for the listeners, Haas does a little, hands around the cups, like, oh, she's really well-read.
Yeah. Let's just say she's good at math. And then he does, these disgusting gestures.
Yeah.
Implying genitalia and whatnot.
You guys can use that out there. You're welcome.
Don't you dare.
But, yeah, if we were talking with somebody that didn't want their boobs grabbed, then it'd be locker room talk.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, the qualification is, they have to not want to be groped.
Well, then you say, I wouldn't grab her boobs.
No. Then, you're like, those wouldn't be the boobs I would grab if I was trying to say she was smart, but really talking about her tits.
Yeah, it's a complicated locker room talk. Or breasts, you might say.
Yeah.
There's male salons in locker rooms about sexual assault is... You know, it was kind of weird that it's being dragged out in public, but, you know.
Yeah.
Guys, I just blew up your spot. Sorry.
Hey, you know, what happens in the locker room is meant for Access Hollywood and Access Hollywood alone.
What is that dude doing? Bush, what is he doing now?
I think he'll land on his feet. He was donating his severance package, right, to women's charities. Isn't that what he said?
That's real nice.
Yeah. But I think he'll be okay. I think there'll be plenty of tabloid rags out there for him to host.
What if he just mailed every woman in the U.S. a dollar?
That'd be good.
That would change some hearts and minds.
What's Pat O'Brien doing now?
What is he up to?
Where is he now?
He had a much bigger controversy, I think.
Yeah. What was it? Was his did something on his hard drive, or what was his deal? I'm just throwing wild accusations.
I remember there was the video of him eating the cheeseburger or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah, that was... It's just a drunken Hausen burger.
No, he was leaving messages.
Voicemail.
Yeah. And they were like, he was just like, oh, I want to fuck you so bad right now. Like, really gross stuff.
So, but the women didn't want those messages?
I don't believe so.
No. They wanted us to hear them.
I think it's kind of like if your boss is calling you and leaving a message in the middle of the night saying he wants to fuck you.
Oh,
I think
your
that's
boss.
Frowned upon.
Ooh. That's not okay.
I'm pretty sure. I don't really know much about business, but.
I mean, the messages I've left Murph.
I mean.
If they were to surface, what would
just
become of us?
Play those into the night.
Hey, I'm locked out. Okay, call me. Just, and
salacious.
It gets even dirtier.
Yeah,
it gets really raunchy, guys. Little window into our lives.
Yeah, well, I think we need an O'Brien and a Bush combo. We need a reboot of a Current Affair or one of those.
Yeah.
We need one of those.
Hard copy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
just called Locker Room.
Slow motion reenactments.
Yes.
Like a towel being whipped at an weird hazy object.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll bring the cameras into the Y and we'll see what they have to say about it.
They're not going to let you bring cameras in.
No, they probably won't.
You're going to have to hide them in your taint.
Taint cam. That's what that new GoPro 5K taint cam. It's just a little tiny, put it on the base when you're having sex.
Oh, they call it the taint cam?
I have dubbed it the taint cam.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
what are you clipping it to?
The base. I think there's like a little like a cock ring you put on there.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want it embedded in your dick, Haas.
Ew, jeez. Haas, come on.
That's so gross to me. I'm sorry.
Can we not shame body modding?
Yes, let's not shame it. Good call.
I don't know what that means.
If you want it.
But I won't shame it.
If you want it embedded, you get it embedded. And send us the footage.
I'm filled with chips.
Filled with chips?
Yeah. Yes.
Chips and lights.
Was that at birth or is this later in life?
It's just later. It's by passion, you know? Right now, I've got X-ray vision.
Wow.
Can't even tell, too.
Yeah.
Great work.
I'm cool about it.
Yeah.
You are very. Do you see cool into the? It. I would scream that from the rooftops.
I know.
Well, how many layers in the locker room?
We've heard all about the X-ray vision, which is kind of worthless in the locker room.
Well, yeah.
You just see bones and ligaments.
Well, that's what gets me off though.
Oh wow, where everything connects.
Uh huh. Ooh, those socket meat. Joints.
Love it. What do you say we help some folks?
Oh yes, please. This is a little something called listener love.
Listen, a mailbag.
So, Brett, we're really shitty at giving advice, but people keep asking us for it. They tweet, they email, they ask us on the street. So we hope that you could help us.
I'm going to try.
All right.
Yeah, just jump in and help out. Haas, who do we have first?
Our first question is from Patrick in Queens via our Facebook, Ménage à Trois Radio. Pat says,
local.
My lady just got a hideous tattoo of a dolphin on her chest while on vacation with her sisters. It makes me want to puke. When we bone, I just think of SeaWorld and get depressed. Am I a dick for leaving her?
Yeah, I mean, the body mod. You're shitting on the body mods.
Yeah. Well, that's a tattoo. Body mods, it's a little more high tech.
Yeah,
but
that's true. It's no X-ray vision.
Yeah.
But the dolphin.
I don't know. I want to be like, who cares? Don't leave her if everything else is good. But also, everyone should get what they want. And if you're, like, depressed about SeaWorld, like, if I had to watch Blackfish every time I had sex, I'd be really depressed.
That's not really getting the engine running.
No. It's stopping the engine. It's pouring salt water right in the engine.
Have you seen the Blackfish?
I haven't. I haven't had the heart to watch it.
If you just want to cry, you know, you can watch
it. I bet you
sometime.
Get it.
Yeah.
It's just, like, sad animal shit. I don't know.
But I'd say getting a dolphin tattoo on the chest and then saying, I can't help but think of SeaWorld is like, you know, it's like saying getting ear piercing and saying, I can't help but think of people that are, you know, stabbed in the chest by
impaled.
Sword.
Yeah,
impaled.
Yeah, exactly. Sword deaths. I mean, yeah, that's on you. I think that's kind of on your mind anyway. I don't think it's the tattoo that's doing that.
So maybe, Patrick, there's something else going on. Should do some soul searching. I would take some ayahuasca. Go into the jungle and just figure out your shit.
Or take some ayahuasca, go to SeaWorld, raise hell, get a GoPro dick cam, film it, and put it on the net.
Are those waterproof?
Yes.
They have to be, I guess, if they're embedded in the taint.
Hey, just throw a pinup girl on the dolphin, you know? Just modify it a little.
Pinup girl? That's so depressing. That reminds me of calendars.
Oh. Yeah. Jesus, that reminds me of another year.
The days just keep going by.
Can't fuck to Father Time, that's for sure.
No, certainly not.
Mother Time, I'm going all night.
Mother Time. Stepmommy.
Stepmommy time.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I think there was something else going on in your relationship. I don't think it's the tat.
All right.
I would say, suggest taping a picture of Betty Page to your lover's chest. And then seeing,
that was the best piece of advice.
Yeah, and then seeing her reaction to it and then say, well, now you know how I feel.
I love that.
That's tremendous advice, Patrick.
All right, Patrick. Helped! Excuse me for shouting into the mic.
Who else do we have, Oz? That's one for one.
Well, our second inquiry is from CJ in Chicago via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail.
CJ.
Siege asks, my husband travels a lot for work, and I have started hanging out at my neighbor's house a lot. We never actually touch, but we do 1,000-piece puzzles and share gardening tips. Am I doing anything wrong?
Did you say gardening tits?
No, ticks or tits?
Tits.
I might have slipped and said tits, but it's tips.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, that's what's this, emotional cheating?
I guess.
I mean,
I don't know.
1,000-piece puzzles, nothing too. I mean, that's teamwork, you know? You're definitely getting together to really solve something.
What are you supposed to do when someone's out of town, though? Like, sit alone and jerk off? Like, you're going to make friends and hang out.
Yeah.
I need more information.
Sounds like you've got something on your mind if you're even thinking that this is something wrong.
Yeah, I don't understand necessarily the concept of emotional cheating, because I feel like if you're doing it, you know.
Right.
Yep. And if you're not doing it, then you know.
Then you don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, the first part of it. Forget the rest of it.
Hey, you guys ever done a 1,000-piece puzzle?
Whew, not outside of our marriage, lover. Wouldn't dream of it.
Oh, my God. Well,
gardening tips, though, yes. I have received a few gardening tips.
The 1,000-piece puzzle does speak to the amount of time spent with someone.
Yeah. I do puzzle with my significant other.
Yeah.
However, beforehand, I would never have thought of that as a romantic activity.
Right. Until you do nude puzzling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the pieces? You got like a like an Elvis or a, like we a landscape thing? We do. We have one.
We have a 3D Elvis puzzle we've never done.
Ooh,
you want to come over and do it with us?
I would love to.
Don't tell your girlfriend.
Make sure to water those tomatoes twice a week.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I think if you're thinking it, I think you're right. If you know it, you're doing it. If you don't know it, then it's fine. So forget you ever asked, CJ.
Wow.
And also, you know, it's not a bad thing.
No.
You know? If you want to dip your toe into it, I think that's a very safe zone.
Yeah.
To do it, and then you know you could always go back, and you haven't committed any relationship sins.
And yep. God knows what your husband's doing. He's probably at the Hooters, at LaGuardia.
Yes, one of the best Hooters though on the planet.
That's
I would say.
Really good one. I like that there's no windows.
Yes, that's why it has that extra half star. It's 1.5 stars on Yelp.
Oh, it is.
It's the highest rated.
It
Hooters.
Went up. Yep. Wow, good for them.
Well, dip your toes.
Get those toes wet, Siege.
2 for 2, my word. Haas, do we have anyone else?
Yes. Lastly, we got an anonymous tweet.
Here
DM
we go.
To us.
Always the fucking depraved.
Right. Anonymous wonders. I want to swing from chandelier.
Do it.
That is not, guys, yes. That's not a question.
Do. Please do.
Also, it definitely says the chandelier.
A chandelier, the chandelier.
It sounded better without the.
I want to swing from chandelier.
Yeah, I think do it. I bet that's a metaphor, but I don't know what it means.
I don't even care. No matter what it means, I would say do it. As long as it's consensual swanging, yeah. Do it.
Just don't get hurt.
Yeah, bring a friend, a spotter.
Spotter, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of those inflatable things if it's a high chandelier.
Yeah. Yep.
So we all can't beat Christopher Walken in a Flatboys Slim video.
Oh, no, we certainly can't.
His moves in that. He went south quick because I feel like that saw some clips of him on that Peter Pan as Hook. I was like, where are those fucking Flatboys Slim
He
moves?
Was not trying on that.
No. But also, what was that, 15 years ago with the Fatboy Slim? Why am I holding him to those 90s walking standards or early aughts, whenever that video was?
But if you're going to sing and dance live, like, you got to, what's the point?
Yeah.
Just money? How much money did he make for that?
Probably like a couple $100 at least, I'd say. It was live.
Oh, man.
Probably more than he did for the Fatboy Slim.
Really? I guess you just get bragging rights for the music video.
Yeah.
You've been in a lot of music videos.
I have been. Small parts.
Do you do dancing?
Been big parts. I don't think I've ever danced in a music video.
Would you swing from the chandelier?
I would, yeah.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you heard it here first, folks.
See ya.
See
ya. Yes. Oh, amazing. All right, well, we just helped a lot of people.
Holy shit.
Jesus. They line up and we just help them all.
Yes.
Right in the pussy.
Those were great questions. Thank you for those. We do have some questions right in the pussy for our guest.
We do.
Matt Davis. These are sections. These are rapid fire sex questions.
Oh, exciting.
You're going to learn a lot about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to learn a lot about yourself too. All right. Ready? Start now.
If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
Love seat.
What's the sexiest animal?
Steak.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Ooh, what's her name from An Education? Forget her name.
All right.
Google it.
Haas will Google it.
What U.S. president would you bone, living or dead?
Ooh, Obama.
69 or 420?
69.
And lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Achy Breaky Heart.
Woo-hoo!
Cyrus.
Yeah.
I love that this woman is so important to you that you don't know her name.
Yeah. Well, I just had a brain fart. This flight of the bumblebees is...
we try to stress you out. We also lower the lights and turn up the temperature.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Brett, the film is An Education?
Yes.
And so is it Carrie Mulligan?
Carrie Mulligan.
Oh,
yes. Mulligan. Did you see Shame?
I did.
You get to see Carrie's tits in that.
Yeah.
Yes. You get to see dongs and tits.
Yeah, lots
wait,
of
what
dongs.
Was the name of that?
Shame, Haas. Just write that down. Fassbender, Mulligan.
Yeah, Fassbender. There was some controversy on whether that was a stunt cock or not, which someone brought up to us recently, and we're like, no,
definitely,
that's definitely
not.
Fassbender.
No.
Yeah.
Fassbender is a huge dick.
Yeah. And don't you tell me otherwise.
That's all we have. So a love seat, that seems appropriate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Small.
Small.
Safe.
Intimate.
It's the couch made for...
For love.
I also realized I took a lot of these answers literally. I just repeated a part of the question.
That's great.
Like a love seat is the one you'd make love to.
Yes.
Achy right. Breaky Heart is the song to capture.
The sexiest animal is the one that looks like a dick.
Yeah. The snake.
Snake.
Well, I was thinking about A Slave for You at the VMAs.
Oh. Ooh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that was a bombshell performance.
So much white and gold.
It was a white python, right?
Perhaps, yeah.
I think so.
What with the yellow spots?
You don't see animals sexualized too often.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Not in this current climate, you don't.
So, you know, that was the one example I could think of.
Yeah.
You know, Paula
She was always
Abdul's,
pushing those envelopes, though.
She was.
Paula Abdul's Opposites
video.
Attract.
Yeah. It's like a cat.
Yeah.
It was a like, fox or something.
Yeah. It was like a scat cat.
Yes.
Yeah. So she was sexualizing.
But see, those pop stars, they always got to push the envelope. The next generation's like, what are we doing? Bestiality? Are we going to push it?
Here we go.
We got to sell albums.
I would buy any album from somebody who had had sex with an animal.
I would like to know if there is a pop star or any recording artist whose kind of gimmick is that they are half animal.
Ooh.
That's a wormhole I've like gone down.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, because you see the like people who are becoming lizards.
Yeah.
But are they making music?
Nah, unfortunately, no. They're making policy.
But if they did... That's at the very least worth like a bottom of Bonnaroo or something. Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, the lizard guy with the split tongue, he's performing.
You're coming down from acid and you're like, I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lizard
guy. Some house music with the guy with the lizard tongue just lashing out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. That's that body mod too. Get some pointy ears, a little forked tongue.
Combined everything.
Yes.
I think I would become a shark.
Mm. You would be a shark.
I already have kind of a hump on my back from working at a desk.
Yes, and you sleep with your eyes open and you move around in bed all night.
I do. I do move around in bed.
I would love to see
fucking night terrors.
Someone on the cusp of stardom, but they couldn't quite get over it, and their manager just being like, you gotta just go lizard.
Yeah.
Pushing them that extra mile to just be like, if you're the half...
Child star with a tail?
Yes. That's what we're looking for.
What animal would you become, Brett?
Ooh. I like birds.
Cool.
But I don't know if I'd want to be a bird.
Flight's attractive.
Flight is attractive, but...
Eggs are not.
Eggs, yeah. There's a lot of upkeep to be a bird.
There
you gotta
is.
Preen, like, 8 hours a day.
Yeah, and you can only make, like, quick little movements.
Yeah.
What about you, Murph?
I think I'd stay in the mammal. I'd probably be a...
An orangutan?
Probably a black bear.
You would. You already are a black bear.
That's true. I've had the fur installed.
Installed.
On the front and back. That installation. Oh, the bear shark.
Well, what do you say we slip on over and get it wet?
Oh, yes.
Ooh, make it wet.
Mmm.
All right.
Yeah, I got to say, the UCB intern that you brought in to say that.
Yeah, really just... Took it to the next level.
Yeah.
What was the pitch there?
Haas, what was it? Haas, you were the one. You're
I threw
the
that together, Brett. Yeah, I asked Grace, who was nice enough to participate.
She's wonderful.
Yes, she is.
To just, you know, jump in that small room next door and say some weird gross stuff.
Yeah.
And she did it.
Grace, thank you. You fucking nailed it.
Yeah, sorry you had to work with Haas.
Yeah,
she really hightailed it out, though.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. That was the end.
Well,
she was so erotic too. That was commitment to that. It wasn't just like a.
I still don't
goofy
know
make it wet.
The name of the segment. We always say get it wet, and then the thing says make it wet.
Because it's telling the guest you better make it wet.
Oh God.
Okay.
Well, now the pressure's on.
Oh boy.
I will actually be judging.
Yeah, Haas is going to judge this competition. We all have our passages here.
Oh
this
yeah,
is,
you want to pass those out?
This is. Stuff that's written not to be erotic, but we've got to put on our sexy voices and make it as...
Haas, what's our source today?
Well, this week, y'all going to be reading quotes from everyone's favorite October film, 96's The Craft.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
going to
own.
All right. So let's have Diana, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just going to be reading some shitty stuff Sarah said. Now make it nasty.
All right, I'm going to just make it really nasty. Here we go. Relax, it's only magic. Now who's pathetic? Ooh, Hold your breath until I call. Hey, Chris, fuck you.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, man.
The craft, erotic cinema at its finest.
Sarah, I think I got the leading lady here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Murph, you're up. You have some dumb things, but from Bonnie this time. Now, get jiggy with it.
All right. Excuse me, but I've spent a big chunk of my life being a monster. And now that I'm not and having a good time, I'm sorry that bothers you. Sorry, my pedicure ran late.
Shut up, Rochelle.
That's Nev Campbell, I believe.
That was some Nev. I tried to channel Nev.
Very good stuff.
Not too shabby. All right, well, last up, Brett. You're going to throw on some black lipstick and become Nancy. All right, you have your quotes. Now make them wet and witchy, baby.
You know, in the old days, if a witch betrayed a coven, they would kill her. If I was as pathetic as you are, I would have killed myself ages ago. You should get on with it. Ooh. Punk rock, let's go.
Oh, goodness.
That was very sensual.
Baritone. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was nice.
I feel hot and bothered.
Yes.
Is everybody wet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did we get it wet or make it wet? Jury's still out.
Yeah, I'm wet. Okay, well, I mean, gosh, you guys are all so good. But there's something about that deep, rich baritone that just won me over. The winner is Brett Davis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Made it wet. Got it wet.
Now you have bragging rights on the street.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes. For those midnight screenings of The Craft, you can really just tell everybody that you got it and made it wet.
That movie, I think of so fondly, but I have not seen in over 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same. Who's in it again? Fariza Balk?
Fariza Balk and
Nev.
Tierney. Somebody Tierney.
Mara Tierney?
The main girl. It's not Mara. No. Maybe it's not Tierney. I don't know.
I'm more of a Hocus Pocus guy myself.
Yeah.
A little Bette Midler.
We got Robin Tunney.
Robin Tunney. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Fariza Balk.
Who was also in The Worst Witch. Have you guys seen that movie?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really good movie that I watched a lot growing up. She goes to witch school in London. And she's a terrible witch, but then she turns out to be a great witch. And then Tim Curry comes on as the hot wizard and has a music video in the middle.
Ooh. You know, I maybe have seen that.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound familiar?
It does sound familiar.
Oh, man. The green screen work on this film is off the charts.
Hell yeah. Farouche is in that. She's typecast in that witch, witch realm.
She was the bad two-faced girlfriend in Batman Forever.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
She fucked somebody in Waterboy.
Oh, yeah, she was in that.
That Sandler vehicle.
Rob Schneider goes, "You can do it all night long." And
he
they
did?
Drive off together on the tractor.
Oh, God.
God,
bless him.
You guys, where's Rob Schneider's fucking Oscar? That's what I asked.
It's coming from these new Sandler rollouts on Netflix. Have you seen any of these now?
I haven't, but I'm curious if he's. For a while, there was a running joke where he would just pop up in like a lot of the Sandler movies.
Yeah.
Or then Sandler would pop up in the Rob Schneider movies and they'd still do that line.
Yes.
They really kind of beat that joke into the ground.
They did.
They beat it into the ground and they brought it back and then they tried to push it back into the ground again.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I feel that Schneider has some photos of Sandler. I think he's got some sort of.
Doing something bad.
Something.
Yeah.
Because he does.
He pops up. He just plays this, like, really
ambiguous,
like, hateful beast and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love him.
Well, Farouja, well played.
Is it Farouja?
I don't know. I think Fariza? You said it
no,
first.
No, Farouja.
You said it
Farouja.
Right.
That sounds right.
Farouja.
Felicia?
You can only whisper it.
Felicia.
No.
Veruca Salt.
Veruca.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's not really Veruca.
No, it's Veruca.
Haz, what is her name?
Haz, can you get the phonetic spelling of it?
Yeah.
Come on, Google Fingers.
No, Google I don't have finger. That like All right. at the ready, but All right. I'm going to take a stab at it. It's Fair Uzza.
No, I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
Just 100%.
The hard U on the Uzza, I think, is where you lost it.
Fair All right. Uzza. Well. All right. Well, that's enough of that. Are you guys ready to go on an improvised date and a little something we call virtual sugar?
Ooh la la. Well, We know that you're not single, but neither are we, but we want to pretend we are for a moment. We're going to take you out on an improvised date. This
Just
is the cup.
Pick a name cup from this cup, and that's who you go on a date with.
Feruza's in there.
Feruza.
Now, do I say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Diana.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't been on a date in a minute.
What are the odds that all the names in here are Diana and that Murph filled them out?
Well, one time Haas and I played a little trick and put all Murphs in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
Man, we all had a good laugh over that.
Did we?
No, I didn't know until after
this. This is the laugh we're having. All right, we're going to go on a date. Ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Starting now. Hey.
Oh, hey.
What's wrong?
Diana?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. I'm so excited to be at the Abita Beer Brewery with
you.
Yeah.
Do you want a drink?
Yeah, I would love a drink. But I should warn you, this is my first day drinking after a 20-year sobriety passage.
Okay, well, what do you want?
I think I'm going to try the Purple Haze. I heard it goes great with salad.
Okay.
Boom, pa, ha, ha. It is me, Purple Haze Man.
Oh, my
You ready
God.
For your tour of the Purple Haze? You know what? I can't even do this. I'm sorry.
Sir, are you okay?
No, I have to quit. This is horrendous that they have me doing this.
You're quitting mid-tour? We paid $20.
Well, no, you can get the tour, but call
me
Charles.
Hey, I'm
back. Hi, Brett. Thanks for the drink. Our tour guide just had a mental breakdown.
I'm having a hard time with this, you know?
He's got the face paint on and stuff. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. They paint me up every day. They trap me out here. I'm supposed to do a little dance, a little voodoo thing.
Oh, man.
Frankly, it's disrespectful to voodoo. My name's Charles, and I'll give you as much free beer as you want. We can start the tour.
All right.
Pay me no mind. I'm certainly fired after today.
All right. So what's that big metal thing?
That's called a barrel.
Cool.
That's the beer barrel where the hops go in.
Jeez.
And then we sprinkle a little haze in there, you know what I mean?
So, Brett, any mental illness in your family?
Tons.
Yeah, me too. Like everybody.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I know. That's cool that we have that in common.
Yeah.
I pulled that card in court 2 months ago. And that's why I'm on work release. Between you, me, and the beer barrel.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're kind of trying to be on a date.
Absolutely. Do your thing. Don't pay me no mind. I'll just shimmy on over here and get my voodoo stick.
Cool.
So, what's your favorite sex?
Excuse me? Favorite sex?
Position or otherwise?
I don't, honestly, I've just been in a blackout for the last couple decades. I want to start over. Because it's definitely not under a bridge, but that's where it's been happening mostly.
Do you like the Chili Peppers?
You know.
They got a good song.
I don't even know who I am.
Couldn't help but eavesdrop over here. I got two tickets to the Chili Peppers up in Montage Mountain next week. If
you like
guys
the Chili Peps.
Big Chili Peps guy.
But you got two tickets.
Two tickets.
Hmm.
And I'm willing to give them up because I'm going back today. I mean, I violated my work release by not doing this little voodoo shimmy. They're going to fire me. Then I got nowhere to report. My parole officer is going to put me right back in. So you should have these two tickets.
You're giving them to us?
Yep. Yeah.
What's your favorite Chili Peppers song?
Under the Bridge.
Let me hear a little bit about it.
Sometimes I feel I don't have a partner.
Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry.
That was my closing argument.
I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love.
What is this pet?
Oh shit!
What was that?
That was the extra beer barrel. She just fell in the freaking beer barrel. That's my one responsibility.
Oh.
Shit! You want to go to the Peps? You want to do Peps?
Well, can we fish her out?
I mean, all right. Let me get the stick. Let me get the voodoo stick.
I feel like after decades of dealing with sobriety, this is probably a nightmare come true.
Yeah,
to be drowning in beer.
I know. Imagine that. You're trying to be sober. You're like, beer's not going to kill me. Next thing you know, just drowns you.
I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day, like I did that day, like I did that day, like I did that day.
What a torso.
Damn.
Ooh. Well, I mean, and what other date do you win two Chili Peppers tickets? You know, it's like you called into a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
You were the seventh caller. Young Kiedis.
I think that woman died in the
She definitely
barrel.
Died. She yeah, there was no died. Saving. And also contaminated.
Diana died.
Diana died, but not me. I was playing a character.
Named Diana.
A mentally ill drunk couldn't be farther from the truth. Oh.
I bet that contaminated beer would still be used.
Yeah, oh, you know? Definitely. Alcohol kills.
All the things.
Yeah.
Young Kiedis was a real special treat, though.
Yeah.
I just thought of him that entire time. With that hair and the
oh yeah, SoCal abs, heroin.
I like old Kiedis.
Old Kiedis,
yeah,
yeah, because he's still holding Kiedis. It together. He's still trying.
I like Super Bowl, like interrupting Bruno Mars,
no.
tie dye pants,
no
Kiedis.
That's not the heyday of Kiedis.
Like he's coming somehow in worse shape than Iggy Pop, but also shirtless.
I like Flea.
Oh, Flea.
Am I the only one?
No, Lord, no. Once Frusciante left, you know. To go to his dark place, I feel like that's when it was all over.
Yeah,
real hardcore
band,
Chili Peppers.
The band just fell apart.
I like Dave Navarro.
Oh, you
no,
would?
Come on,
you would, Haas.
What I think is funny is that the Red Hot Chili Peppers sued Showtime for the show Californication because they said they had made up that term.
That's a fair argument.
Is it?
I'd like to preside over that case.
You don't think any stoned idiot has ever said
that?
Wait,
how does that one go again, guys?
Dream of Californication.
We're getting fucking sued by Anthony Kiedis.
We are.
Now we know he's litigious.
Yes, I know. He's where he's gunning for us.
He has like 50 Google alerts set up.
Yep.
He's freaking out all the time.
We got to hashtag this entire episode, Californication.
We absolutely should. You know, that makes me a little bit sad.
It does.
You know what else makes me sad?
Saying goodbye.
To Brett.
But guess what?
You Our guys listeners don't have to say goodbye.
What the fuck?
We're just of one mind. Just head on over to your computer and peep brettdavis.tumblr.com for all the info and follow him at Brett Davis, R.I.P.
And don't you dare miss the self-proclaimed television nightmare, The Special, which is every Wednesday at 11 p.m. on MNN. It is the greatest fucking program out there. Please view it. And they're all archived on YouTube, so you can get started from the beginning if you want.
No, don't. There's ones to skip.
Start in the middle. You heard it here.
Yeah.
I started like closer to the beginning, I guess.
Perfect.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Thank you, Davis.
Thank you, Davis, comma Brett. We also legally have to thank our producer, Bada Bing, Bada Hong. That's Ben Hosley.
He's really well read, huh?
Let's just say he's really good at baking.
Hey, thanks our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. And please tweet at us at Menage Radio. Anonymous if you wish. But know that we'll be requesting those pics from you swinging from chandelier.
Swinging from chandelier. I want to swing from the chandelier. What about Sir Psycho Sexy? That's a great... Do you know that?
No.
It was on Blood Sugar Sex Magic. Sir Psycho Sexy, that is me. Something I feel the need to breathe.
I remember that track.
Yeah, it was a really fucked up drug track. I used to listen to it.
Mother's meal.
Goodbye.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.